Over the last decade, she's been involved in films including Vai, Moana and The Orator, and set up a successful casting company, all while teaching at the National University of Samoa. Actor, writer and director Fiona Collins is now back in Aotearoa, living in Rotorua. She's about to show New Zealand audiences her contemporary family drama, Alofa, that premiered in Samoa and Western Samoa. In the play, eldest son Nico returns home to Samoa after being away for more than 25 years to attend the funeral of the family matriarch, Alofa. Once reunited, though, the family is forced to face the consequences of long-held secrets and lies. Alofa was first performed in 2016 in Samoa. With very few changes, it's about to go on stage here. Fiona says living in Samoa for a decade wasn't planned.
I went over in 2009 for the Artist in Residence, Creative New Zealand, in collaboration with the National University of Samoa. And then I kind of just stayed. So I was there for almost 10 years.
How has it been coming home?
It's been really hard, I'm not going to lie. It's just things like the weather. It just changed my whole life, living in Samoa and being, I don't know, I just felt at home. You know, I went over in my 40s and, yeah, really found groundedness and, yeah, and it was an amazing time. And it's been quite hard being back. The whole different, everything's a different climate. However, I've adjusted to living back in Rotorua, and I am really close with my granddaughters. I've got two baby granddaughters who are just my heart. My daughter is amazing. My sons, you know, it's nice to come home and reconnect with my children and my family. And it's also been really amazing to come back and just work. It's quite hard to work over there in our industry.
Oh, is that right? I wondered about that. I mean, over the 10 years, really. I'm sure it has had a profound impact on your work. But why so tough?
The style of theatre we do here doesn't fit there, really. We have our own sort of entertainment, storytelling styles in the Pacific and in specifically in Samoa. So I guess I went into the university as a performing arts lecturer and then I just started working with the students, completely different culture, different language. If you're coming in sort of from the outside, they call it orikake sa maifafo, you know, an outside of Samoa borna. And just the really strict, quite strict cultural differences. The good thing was, though, is it made me write more. The more I worked with students and had to provide stories or theatre pieces that I wanted to work with myself, I just would write stuff really quickly to be able to put it on stage and develop with the students. And then we sort of ended up with a community group. And yes, it's grown. It has grown, but it was quite difficult to get people to believe in us and what we're doing and what we do with the students, because we seemed quite hippy-dippy-la-la, I think, to them, to the locals. But we started getting there, and it was kind of time for me to come back. I was like, oh. But it's good. It's not. I'm not done with Samoa by any means. I needed to come home and refresh and reconnect with my babies, with my friends, with the industry, just and do some creative professional development for myself, you know, after almost 10 years of teaching and coaching. And my husband and I over there, we went fully into production stuff. And so we had a casting house and helped do some casting for Disney and worked for different films that came over from New Zealand. And it's a really amazing experience to be able to do that too.
Well, you're bringing with you, Fiona, though, also Alofa, which this is your baby, also first performed, I think, 3 years ago in Samoa, and went to American Samoa also. And I thought, well, that's going to be very interesting for you. I suspect it's more often the other way. There's a play created here in New Zealand that can be taken to the islands. But starting this in Samoa, that must have been a big moment for you. That premiere night must have been a huge moment for you.
It was, yes. It was quite major. We deal with some really strong themes in Alofa. And my original cast was an all-male cast. I sort of started learning after about 7 years of trying to produce work that was quite female-oriented stage-wise, that what I was trying to say wasn't really being heard by people I wanted to hear. And so I was like, cool, then I'll hop off the stage and put on three generations of male and tell this story about a female and how that affects this family. And they can tell the story and then hopefully people will start listening. And it worked over there. It worked. And Tuia Sao Welese Petaia, I wrote the role of Papa for him. Him and his partner are in the process of translating the whole play into Samoan so that they can tour it out to the villages and, you know, take it to the schools and the theological schools and, you know, so that it can maybe filter through to the outer villages, you know.
So that's a gift back, isn't it? You're gifting that back to Samoa, really.
It was amazing because when I was first approached to come back home, and it was by very, very dear, close people to me, and I was a little resistant inside because I was kind of like, I felt like I hadn't done what I wanted to do, and I didn't quite know what that was, but I knew I wasn't. I just was like, I'm not ready to go back because I haven't done it. And then we did one night off the show at this university conference, and as part of the audience, there were quite a few Kiwis and a lot of Pacific from the diaspora university level, you know, come, and people got it, and men stood up and said, oh, you know, this, you know, it needs to stop, the gender violence. And so it sort of made an impact that made me feel like, okay, maybe I can go back home to New Zealand now and do some work there and be home. It's been, I really forgot how much I love New Zealand. Seriously, I do.
But that's a very powerful, that's really a powerful moment for you, Fiona, as a creator of this play, to see men over there stand up and take that ownership. I mean, that's quite extraordinary, really, that sort of response. Beyond what you must have imagined, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We would do Q&As after the shows because our people, they want the actors to come back. They don't care about breaking the fourth wall. They want to go, where are you from? Where's your village? You know, they want to ask questions. So we just got used to doing that after every show. You just come back out and then you're just yourself, but you're still in costume. I mean, I was a mess on stage, obviously. I was just like, yay. But I'm really happy to bring her home. I didn't even dream that she was going to, we're going to bring Alofa here. I really didn't. I'd started working on my solo piece, which I'm wanting to put on stage next year. And had kind of thought, oh, yeah. And then it happened so organically and so beautifully. And I'll just put an application and see what happens. You know, it's one of those ones.
I love the way you describe Alofa as she, bringing your play home, because at the heart of this is Alofa. And what we haven't talked about yet is the story, and that's what we'll move to next.
There are three generations of the Sueloto family, and our matriarch Alofa is actually, she's passed on. And the son comes home after 25 years, reunites with the family, and then from that reunion, you know, secrets and lies unfold, and there's a lot of forgiveness, needing forgiveness. There's a lot of love. It keeps going back to the matriarch and her teaching and the things that happened to her that, you know, really affected the family.
And Nico is the eldest son who comes back, as you say, after 25 years. Yes. And I imagine that's such a, I mean, we were talking about you coming home after 10 years. Imagine that, you know, 2.5 times. But when he comes back to Samoa, what does he encounter? I mean, I'm sure his home has changed and people's attitudes towards him perhaps have changed.
The first thing he encounters is his father. Males are such funny creatures, aren't they? With all respect, I say that. And I've got to be honest, I have enjoyed, this isn't quite to do with the play, but as a person, as a woman, as a 50-year-old woman who grew up very angry with men in general in my own culture, I'm really grateful to have been able to reconcile that. So whilst I talk, you know, we talk about stuff, I really hope that that people who come and see the show realise that I am actually celebrating these men. So when Nico comes home, everyone's really flawed, really flawed. But everyone's looking for something and looking for peace, and each character finds it in a different way. That's really strong. Each person, each character's, it's their time. It's time. It's time to talk. It's time to tell your story. It's time to come home. So the first thing Nico encounters is his father and his father's wrath, really, his fury.
Things have happened for you that wouldn't had you stayed at home.
That's right. Mm. I wouldn't have, you know, I just happened to be there, and Tosi was making his film, The Orator, and I literally was just going to see Nathaniel. I was going to pop in and see Nathaniel Lees because he was doing the auditions, and I'd read the brief, and they pretty much wanted dark, you know, they wanted Samoan-looking Samoans, which I don't have those. I don't typically have those looks, so it's quite difficult to be to go for auditions for like as a Samoan because I just never get cast. I never get cast in those sorts of roles. But when I went to see Nathaniel was like, "Come on, then come put one down." And I was like, "No, that's not what the brief was." And so we did an audition. That was fine. Left it, and then I got that role. And had I been here in New Zealand, I doubt that I would have even sort of gotten an audition, really.
Wow.
So being in Samoa, you know, we wouldn't have gotten to work on Moana and have a big part of that in our lives. And me and Nasa Lee. Had I not been in Samoa, it was an absolute blessing.
Fiona Collins, Aloha opens its North Island tour at Bats Theatre in Wellington this Tuesday before heading to Rotorua, Hamilton and Auckland.